Hey, good morning, you. I love Fridays. I love everything about Fridays. And in particular, one of the things I like the most is I get to talk with Brianna Koval every Friday, Wilkin County Emergency Management. And yes, she is in.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, not every Friday, because, I mean, you've got, you know, other things that take you, you know, out of town or other things that
yes,
you're doing.
Yes, I try every Friday.
So it's not every Friday we're yes. talking, but pretty much every Friday.
Pretty close.
And we get to talk about all sorts of things. We get to talk the weather, for one, which is going to kind of heat up today, but then cool down again tomorrow for, like, Headwaters Day, which is good, and Harvest Fest, which is good. A lot of stuff going on. And then
I just pulled up the forecast, and it was earlier today when I checked the forecast, it was going to be in the 60s tomorrow.
Yeah.
Now they've bumped it up to 72.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
it's looking better by the hour. So.
It'll be mild.
Mm-hmm.
And 72 hits differently in September than it does in July.
Okay.
So I think we have to consider that as well.
Well, see, you're kind of a weather bug, too. And you, you know, based on your job, you kind of keep an eye on it. I've heard about, now correct me if I'm wrong, and maybe you picked this up too, and don't ask me where I heard it. It wasn't on social media, so it might be true then.
Okay.
El Nino is what we're looking at this winter.
I don't even begin to understand El Nino and La Nina.
Well, I don't either. So, something with ocean currents, something meaning that we might, and I can't believe I'm going to say this out loud, have a fairly mild winter.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I mean, last winter wasn't so great. So if we had a mild winter moving forward this year,
I'd be okay with that.
I would be okay with that.
And they say with El Nino that that could happen.
Maybe.
Don't quote me on any of this for crying out loud.
Maybe.
Okay, let's talk about something. We've talked about it before, but every time you're on, I think it bears repeating how dry things are and fire danger. We've talked about that before, too, because I know a lot of people, I see it around town, a lot of people have burn pits.
They do. So we are in a abnormal, moderate drought type pattern right now. Everybody knows it's been very, very dry.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep that in mind. If you are burning, make sure that you have your burn permits if you're doing that in an area that needs it. Make sure that you are looking at whether you are allowed to burn or not. Make sure you have water on hand if you are trying to burn something, even if it's just a bonfire. Make sure that you are extinguishing that when you're done, because with the low humidity that we have mixed with the dry vegetation, things can spread quite quickly.
Right.
So make sure that you're using proper precautions if you are, you know, just having a campfire or if you're using your burn barrel or whatever it is that you're burning.
It doesn't take much to ignite things.
It really doesn't.
Does. It's shocking almost.
Right. We have low to no humidity this time of year.
Right.
So things can really take off quickly. So make sure that you're using your proper precautions and extinguishing those before you leave the area.
So we're kind of in the tweener time, too. We can't really talk about, you know, winter storm rules and, you know, do you have it? But is it a good time to be kind of thinking ahead and going, okay, I need my survival kit in my car? I mean, I can't believe we're talking about that on September 8th, but there you go.
Right. We can talk about that kind of stuff later. Maybe put it in your brain, where did I put it over the summer when
right.
I was cleaning it out of the vehicle
mm-hmm.
to make room for all the coolers and camping gear and whatever it is that you were trying to cram in there?
Well, there's a question. Should we update these things? I mean, do they need to be, you know,
Absolutely.
Year to year?
Yes. You should be updating the materials in there on an annual basis because we tell you to keep some bottled water and some snacks and things like that in there just in case. Well, obviously, those are from a year ago.
All right.
So when you go to put that kit back in your vehicle this fall, make sure that you're swapping out those old snacks for some fresh ones.
Good idea.
Because nobody needs to eat expired granola bars. it's bad enough if you're stuck on the side of the road in a snowbank. You really don't need your old snacks in there as well.
Do they ever update you on things like that and say, okay, Brianna at Wilkin County Emergency Management, here are some new things we suggest you put in your survival kit? Or is it pretty much just standard?
It's fairly standard, and it's based on the area that you live in. So what you would
standard
put in
reason,
a survival kit in, you know, Montana might be slightly different than what you do in Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, it really depends on the area, and it depends on your needs, too.
Right.
It depends on the person. But we can talk about winter survival kits.
I don't know how we got
talk about that in November.
Yeah.
I don't even want to talk about.
No.
No.
We're going to
let that one go.
That's me and my rambleitis, which I got really bad today, so I get off on these tangents. Let's move to Scouts. How's the popcorn sales going?
Popcorn sales have started. They're a little slow. You're going to see the Scouts down at Headwaters Day. So stop by and pick up your popcorn from them. You'll see some scouts out at Walmart probably over the weekend as well. So make sure you're stopping by to at least say hi and encourage them.
All right.
Sitting out there and selling popcorn is hard work.
Yeah.
It really is. It takes a lot. And some of these kids are, you know, they're small. They're, you know, kindergarten through fifth grade. So it takes a lot of effort on their part to engage with the public because some of these kids are quite shy.
I bought a box from your son who's a scout last week.
Yes.
That's still some of the best popcorn ever.
Yes.
You guys don't skimp on quality.
No, Trails End Popcorn, it's a good popcorn. So if you have a chance to stop by and you want to support the scouts, stop at Headwaters Day. They'll be down at the Wells Park. Or when you see them out at Walmart, give them a wave, sample their popcorn, and wish him luck.
So if he doesn't sell it, do you get to keep all this, and then you and the hubby just pig out on popcorn for like the rest of the year? Well, how's that work?
Well, we would have to buy it.
Okay. Okay. You just don't get to keep it.
No, we don't get to keep it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's too much of a good thing there.
But yeah, come out and support the scouts.
All right.
And then we do have recruitment night on Monday. You can go down to the Langendorfer shelter if you have a kindergarten through a fifth grader who would be interested in scouts. Okay. Both boys and girls can join Cub Scouts. Head down there between 6 and 7:30, mm-hmm. and there will be somebody there to give you lots of information on scouts.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
All right, Brianna Colville, you're going to be back next week? Tell me yes, because we always find things to talk about, even though, like we say, we're kind of the tweener thing. We just won't bring up survival kits anymore until
November. We'll find something better to talk about next week.
Sounds good. You have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Young lady, we'll talk next Friday. It's 9:17 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
When the weather gets cooler, wrap yourself up in warm hometown radio. Mornings with Bill Dablo.
My favorite station.
On the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.